are just the cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. This is Just the Cats. My name is Michael Bennett. If you'd like to join us, give us a call at 502-571-1080. Or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio as we are here to talk about that thing last night. So, Shannon the Dude's with me. I hope you're doing well, Shannon. After a late night now, you got to get up early, come in and do this with me.
It wasn't that late of a night.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was after the media conference. It was 12:30 last night for me, so I went to bed late.
That was definitely ugly once again.
Yes.
And they got to figure this thing. I know it's early, so I'm not too concerned, but the three-point shooting is just, ugh.
It's atrocious.
Oh, my
gosh. That's the best way to describe it. We looked good. Kentucky looked good the first, 10, 15 minutes? I thought, oh, my gosh, I just finished watching Michigan State blow out Duke. Is Kentucky about to do the same thing to Kansas?
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be a blowout. But, yeah, you're right. They did get out to a nice start. Kansas looked terrible at the very beginning.
Yes.
You can credit our defense there if you want to. And I think defensively, Kentucky's not that bad. But offensively, they have got to figure things out.
Yeah.
We need an offensive coordinator, I think, is what we need for the basketball team.
Let's call Eddie Graham.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I think defensively, we looked great pretty much the entire game. I mean, that's a Kansas team that scored 92 against Gonzaga. Now, you say what you want about Gonzaga. Right now, they're ranked number one, and they look pretty stinking good.
And they look better than the Gonzaga teams from the years past.
Yes. Yeah. They look like a championship contender. I mean, honestly, they do. And it's 2020. Who says what's going to happen this year? But this Kentucky defense held Kansas, that scored 92 against Gonzaga, to the 40-some-odd points that they had against Kentucky. I thought that was – or I'm sorry, 65 points. So that's a pretty big swing right there.
Yeah, but ultimately, if you can't knock down shots, it's not going to matter how well you play defensively. It's just like the football team. You can go out there and you can hold Georgia to 14 points, but if your offense can't score more than three, then you're in trouble.
Right.
It's kind of like the basketball team right now. Defensively, looks pretty good. Offense is the complete opposite. I think I saw Kentucky's three-point shooting is ranked, I think, 250th or somewhere thereabouts in the country. One of the worst three-point shooting teams. I can't imagine anybody shooting worse than what they've shot in the last couple of games.
Yeah. Yeah. We average, 14% for three-point shot?
Yeah. Well, last night they shot 14%.
Yeah.
Three of 21.
Well, the good news is we got our 17 to 20 shots up there from three-point land. The bad news is we only made three. And two of those, quite honestly, were towards the end of the game when Damian Mintz came in and just threw them up.
Well, here's how you can look at the three-point shooting thing. You can look at it as the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over and over. You can look at it that way, or you can look at it kind of like when a baseball player goes into a slump. If a baseball player is in a hitting slump, he's never going to get out of that slump unless he keeps swinging and keeps going up to the plate.
Keep shooting.
So, you can have either philosophy there. I think you got to just keep shooting. Eventually, they're going to fall. And if they don't, it's going to be a long season. But the good thing is this is early. You still have plenty of time to work out the kinks. And I think that come March or May or whenever we play this tournament, this team's going to be – I think they're going to be okay.
Well, I mean, several things happened within this game, and I think the one that bothered me the most and probably bothered the entire fan base the most is that it's not that the fact that we want this player not to play. It's the fact that we don't want our players to get infected. So Marcus Garrett, who had flu-like symptoms, guess what? Flu-like symptoms are kind of indication of COVID-19. Yes, he was tested twice, but Shannon, even then, with all the false negatives, the false positives are getting out there, do you think he should have been allowed to play?
Probably shouldn't have. I mean, even if he doesn't have COVID-19, those are symptoms that could spread, or I mean, it could be a flu. So let's say it's a flu. Well, that's contagious.
Right.
So
we don't want our entire team to have the flu.
Right.
I mean, look,
over the history of basketball, players have played with flus every year, right? We see it all the time. You talk about Michael Jordan playing with the flu. It's just, we're just so sensitive, I think, to especially in 2020 with the pandemic going on. We don't want anybody getting sick. So he probably shouldn't have played, though, in all honesty. Probably shouldn't have.
He wasn't that productive. I mean,
I'm sorry to cut you off.
That's all right.
But we don't have any restrictions to anybody playing with the flu.
No.
We have restrictions against COVID-19. He tested negative. We don't have restrictions, you know, for you to play with the flu or a cold or anything else for that matter.
You're right. Well, he finished with, 8 points. So he wasn't, he was, you know, 8 points is 8 points, but still. Did you miss him? You missed him anyway because he didn't feel good. So from my standpoint, and I think from everybody else's, including you, Shannon, it's like, why is he in there? And the part that really irked me is that the announcers kept saying, oh, we're going to commend him for being out there playing, even though he has COVID-like symptoms. I had a real problem. Holly Rowe, who, you know, I'm not a big fan of, by the way, but she kept saying, oh, I'm so proud of him. He's out there fighting through this to be able to play against Kentucky. It's like, that's the wrong thing to say.
You say, why is he out there? The reason is because there's no restrictions against
yep.
playing with the flu or whatever he had. As long as he tested negative, he can technically play. And the reason he was out there is because he wanted to play.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just feel like if I was a coach, put your coaching hat on, Shannon. If you had a player that had those types of symptoms, yes, tested twice negative for COVID, would you want him out there playing?
I probably would not, but I'm not Bill Self.
But forget about the chances of him getting COVID. He's got the flu is what they think.
Yeah.
And yet he might have the whole team come down with the flu.
Maybe they get their flu shot. I don't know.
Okay. I got my flu shot. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Do you get a flu shot every year?
I do not.
You do not?
No.
Okay. Well, you'll start doing that the older you get. So, but yeah, I don't know. But look, can we talk about guard play?
We can talk about whatever you want, man. We got a whole show here.
Yeah, I know. We got a whole hour. I mean,
we can start and go whatever direction you want to go in.
Listen, I'm sure Askew is a really good player. And obviously he is. He's on the Kentucky team. I'm still trying to figure out why Damian Mintz isn't in place of him. Why is he not starting? He was the second leading scorer on the team or tied for first. I mean, I'm kind of not getting it.
Yeah. Well, I think these things will hopefully work themselves out, and hopefully Cal will give Mintz more minutes as we go throughout here. What did he play? 23 minutes? Askew played 24.
Yes. Yeah.
So they were about even as far as the time out on the court, but the production was a whole lot different between Mintz and Askew.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know the one thing, the positive side, and you tweeted this out last night, the positive side is that Cal, can we talk about how he's looking right now? He's very casual out there, and
well,
maybe that's why.
Huh? All the coaches are, though, right?
Yeah, but is he looking like Bob Huggins to you, by the way? His hair's growing out in the back. He's all casual now. Next thing you know, he's going to get one of those really small three-legged chairs and mm-hmm. be sitting out there with a towel.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like he's kind of going down that path.
Yeah, I saw some people tweet that few days ago. I kind of compare him to the dude from the Big Lebowski. I tweeted that last night. I feel like he's just a couple of games away from walking out there on the court in a robe with a white Russian in his hand. I mean, he's definitely going towards that lifestyle, it looks like, right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what we're living in. I mean, it's 2020. All the coaches are out there in their track suits, which psychologically, doesn't that kind of prove that the coaches only dress up for the fans in attendance? Break that down for a minute. Coaches always wear a suit and ties, right?
Well, for the most part, they do.
Now there's no fans. Coaches don't wear suit and ties.
But they're still on national television.
Yeah, but now that they're not
wearing... They don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. They're still on national television. But the fact that they're not wearing suits and ties, doesn't that tell you that they just basically dress up for the fans in attendance?
Probably so. I mean,
I've never thought about it like that, but it kind of seems that way.
Cal went through a stint last season where he was just wearing the suit and no tie. And then there would be other games where he would wear the tie. Now, do you like the tie with a suit, or do you like the tie without a suit?
I don't really care.
Yeah.
I just want to win games.
I'm trying to get away from the bad news.
I don't care if Cal walks out there in a bikini. It doesn't make any difference
to me.
Oh,
my gosh.
Just win the games.
I'm sorry. I care about that part. I don't want to see Cal in a bikini, okay? That's the last thing I want to see. But, all right, well, let's take a break. If you want to give us a call, I mean, there's a lot to talk about this game, but do we really want to talk about it? I mean, is Sarr being in foul trouble? I mean, so hopefully we get out of this little rut and we start playing better and start shooting better. But 502-571-1080, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. By the way, if you're looking for that great cup of coffee, there's one place to go, and it's at their brand new location. That's the Coffee Zone. They're now located no longer at the Westport Village, an even more convenient place called the corner of Whips Mill and LaGrange Road. That's the Coffee Zone. They roast their own beans. You know everything I say about them every week. They got more sugar-free flavors than anybody else out there, and it's a local business, so support local, because believe me, they need your help. That's the Coffee Zone, corner of Whips Mill and LaGrange Road. We'll be right back with a lot more. This is Just the Cats.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. You know, the one really shining moment, obviously, last night was, can we talk about Isaiah Jackson?
Yeah.
I mean, holy cow. He was flirting with a triple-double, and I never even considered him to be this big of a factor before the season started. And obviously he's going to be.
We were hearing a lot about him in practice that he was going to be a surprise for a lot of people who didn't think that he was necessarily going to be a big contributor for this team. But we're seeing it right now.
It's really, it's fun to watch him. The amount of blocks that he had last night. I mean, he had a total of 8 blocks. Every time he turned around, he was blocking another shot. It was almost like a senior was playing an eighth grader.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, when's the last time we had one player with 8 blocks? Would you have to go back to Anthony Davis? Did he have any 8 block games?
I don't think it was.
I feel like he would have.
I know Corey, I forget what his last name is, tweeted out last night that that was a record. And he mentioned the player who it was. I'll have to go back and look at that and see who it was. But let's go to the phone lines, 502-571-1080. Tweet me at Just Cat Radio. Who's up first?
Steven.
Steven, what's going on?
Not much, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So I have I love Cal and what he does, but we talk about Clark and Boston shooting threes, and I think last night, both of them didn't even hit one. But I don't know if you noticed, Dante Allen hit 1 3, and then when he come down and he missed another one, Cal threw his clipboard. You know, So it's like Cal plays his favorites. You know, well, Dante missed it, so we're going to take him out. But Boston and Clark can do something, and he keeps them in. So I don't know. I just think it's unfair to Dante. Dante was out there, and he hit his first 3. And then takes the second one and misses it, and Cal just, I don't know if y'all seen it, he was going off on the sideline.
I didn't see that, but, you know, if he knocked down one, that's better than the rest of the team is doing, so I'm not really sure what he would be upset about.
Yeah, it kind of feels the same way, Steve, when it comes to Devin Askew. It seems like Devin Askew gets a lot more leeway than maybe Damian Mintz. I don't get that, but you're right, that's becoming more and more of a trend. Where Cal, because Jamarl Baker was one of those guys that Cal, he couldn't get on the right side of Cal. For some reason, he couldn't get on. And I'm starting to see that more and more. If you look back in time, you think, okay, that was probably one of those players. That was probably one of those players. And you kind of feel like that Dante Allen might be one of those players that's got to get over the hump. Cal did admit after the game that Toppin is now going to be coming in the regular rotation. So he's over that hump. What's it going to take for? Because I'm like you. You saw Dante get in there, and he made a great shot. So what if he misses another one? Give him another try.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just don't get that because, you know, like I said, he's done it with Derek Willis and all this, but it's like, Cal, when you put him in the game, I mean, granted, he hasn't played in over a year or whatever, but
right. When
he gets in there, he seems to be making the best that he can. Like I said, it aggravates me because Cal plays the favorites and Dante's in there, and, you know, like I said, he misses one. So what? Why pull him out? You've got Brandon Boston and Terrence Clark that can't hit the broadside of a barn from three-pointers. and you leave them in. So that's my only thing. Y'all have a good day.
All right, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, it's and you know what? When you watch Dante shoot Shannon, he's got a beautiful shot.
Yeah.
And just I want to see more of that. And you're going to get to a point where he's going to be scared to shoot the ball because he's going to mess up. And then guess what? He's going to be yanked out of the game. And now that's going to play with him mentally. So here, I found it right here. Corey Price tweeted out last night, Isaiah Jackson has set a new school record for most blocks by a player against an AP poll top 10 ranked opponent. Record was 7. Are you ready for who it was? 1994 Andre Riddick.
Ah, yeah, I can see that. Okay.
Yeah. That was against number 1 Arkansas back then in the tournament, SEC tournament semifinals. So there you go. Andre Riddick was the last person to do
that. I'll have to go back and see how many, what was the most amount of blocks that Anthony Davis got in one game?
He
would have to be up there, I would think.
Yeah. Isaiah is in the third Kentucky player in school history to have at least 12 rebounds and 8 blocks in a single game. Sam Bowie versus Vanderbilt did it in 81. Anthony Davis did it against St. John's in 2011.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And going back to the caller's point about B.J. Boston and Terrence Clark, not only have they not – they didn't hit a three last night. They haven't hit a three all season yet. Do you realize that?
Yeah, I do. And that's a big disappointment. Don't tell me that, well, we don't have the schedule and this is a tougher schedule. So what? It's tougher for everybody else. And guess what? On top of it all, we do this every season. And you look at another team that's to us, Duke, look how bad they got beat last night. Yeah. I mean, at least we were in the game, could have won. You can almost argue we should have won.
Oh, here we go. He should have, could have, would have.
I know. You're exactly right. I'm not looking to make excuses.
If it weren't for all those losses, we'd be undefeated.
Yes.
I love this. Kind of like Cowan said. Well, I think we're a good three-point shooting team. We're just not making any. Well, okay. I believe that was a direct quote.
in a good one on top of it all. Let's go back to the phone lines. 502-571-1080. Who's up next?
Joe.
Joe, what's going on?
Good morning. Two quick comments. One's going to be serious, one's going to be comical. But the first serious one is, it's time to put Clark at point guard. Let's just get right down to it. That way, at least you have another wing in Memphis that would start along with Boston. At least you have a fighting chance when it comes to Memphis shooting the three anyway. And my comical comment is for Shannon. I'm a big Celtic fan. And Tristan Thompson on the Celtics team, it's time for an exorcism in Boston. If this guy, he'll be in rehab in 3 months, date that Kardashian lady. We might as well just give up on the season, Shannon. It ain't going to happen with Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you're probably right about that. Yeah, I'm a big Celtics fan as well, and I don't know. And then after Nate Robinson, you know, Nate Robinson's a former Celtic. Hasn't been a good week for us Celtics, has it?
No.
After he got knocked out on Saturday.
My advice, Shannon, is just I'm going to start drinking heavy. That's my advice. Thanks, Clark.
All right, thanks for the phone call. Yep. Bluegrass Jack said, I think it's ironic Garrett got to play, was allowed to play with obvious COVID symptoms, yet you guys still aren't allowed in the iHeart Studios.
I don't make those decisions. I have no comment on that.
Listen, I'm not trying to blame you. Not at all. But so many things that are just absolutely ridiculous when it comes to all this mess. But Bluegrass Recruiting said, I see a lot of professionals who have used COVID as an excuse to be lazy. If you can't get a haircut, that's one thing. But shave yourself. So he's complaining about Cal not shaving. But I want to talk about that in a minute. So let's go back to the phone lines before we have a hard break. Who's up?
Dave.
Dave, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Michael. Shannon, I'm going to tell you, stick by your guns. I'm 65 years old, have never had a flu shot, never had the flu. So stick by your guns, buddy.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, there we go.
I want to say one thing about the game. It seemed like to me that he's giving the ball to Boston and Clark and telling them, go create. And there's no offensive rhythm with that. We were stuck on 38, it seems like, for 10 minutes. I don't know if it was Kansas' defense, maybe it was, but, you know, it's just, there's no rhythm to it. And, you know, I don't know what
they seem totally out of sync, don't they? I mean, it's gotten to a point, and I appreciate the phone call, but it seems like it's gotten to a point where we just can't get anything going. These are phenomenal players as far as individuals. They just hadn't been grown into a team yet. We got to take a break. 502-571-1080. Be right back, Jessica. Did I shave my
legs for this? Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Who's this?
Dina Carter.
Singing this sexy shaven long. Who?
Dina Carter.
I've never heard of her.
Oh, okay. My God. Of course you haven't. She was only a huge country star in the 90s. Huge.
Dina Carter.
Strawberry Wine. Do you know that song?
I know the song, but I don't know this lady. There's been a number of people that have...
Anyway.
Fine. Don't give me a hard time. Now talk about your stinking McDonald's thing.
Are you okay?
Sorry. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I apologize.
I played this because, you know, we were talking last segment about Calipari needing to shave. And yes. That reminded me, did you see this story? McDonald's has given away 10,000 free McRibs for fans who shave their faces.
Okay. So
would you shave your face for a McRib?
When it comes to anything free, I do anything.
So, I mean
my
you have
favorite?
To, do you have to? I know your favorite four-letter word is free. I get it.
Thank you.
But
Thank you, okay.
Do you have to shave it in front of them in the drive-thru? Do you bring your shave kit and your shaving cream?
See, yeah.
I have so many
the
questions.
Exactly. And if I only shave one side, can I come back around and get another McRib if I do the other side?
Well, here's my question. So here's my question. So if you're going to give me a McRib for shaving my face, can I get a Big Mac and a side of fries if I shave my butt? I mean, like, where does this end? And what's the point of this?
I'm grooming everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes. I am going all out. Give me 25 McNuggets, and I'll shave everywhere. So I hope you don't have to watch, but just trust me, it's all done. So, yeah, I would do this. But by the way, speaking about this.
I'm going to go do it today just to see if it's true.
All right, let's go together. I think that's what we should do. I'm not helping you, and please don't help me. Did you see where George Clooney says that he has been cutting his own hair for years by using the Flowbee hair-cutting machine?
You know, I saw this, but I had never heard of the Flowbee. Apparently, this is something that came out in the 80s.
Yes. Yeah, it's a vacuum cleaner that at the end cuts your it sucks your hair up into the vacuum and cuts it at the same time. Now, there's no way in Hades you believe George Clooney is, first of all, cutting his own hair, much less using a Flowbee.
Well, you know, I went down the Flowbee rabbit hole on YouTube.
Oh, my gosh, you've got to be kidding me.
No, I did. I was so fascinated. Like, how does a Flowbee even work? And there's a video of this guy who has long hair.
Yeah.
And he uses the Flowbee, and it actually looks like a good haircut. It looks professional. It looks better than the $10 Great Clips haircuts that I get every month. So I might have to try the Flowbee.
But be honest, though. There's no way he's cutting his own hair. Forget about what product he's using to cut it. There's no way he's doing that, is he? Unless he's become an investor in the Flowbee, and now he's trying to revamp the company again, and this is what he's doing to get that marketing going for him.
Why is this so unbelievable?
George Clooney has to be – he's obviously a multi-millionaire.
Yeah, it's not like he can't –
over.
Yeah, we're not saying he can't afford his haircut, but maybe he likes the way the Flowbee cuts his hair. I don't know.
I'm not cutting my hair. I'm just not going to. I would go awry, and all of a sudden I've got a massive comb-over on one side, which does not happen. But there's no way I would have – I don't have a comb-over. I comb it over, so I park it at the side.
I don't have a comb over. I just comb it over. That, by definition, is a comb over.
No, I parted from the side. Quit giving me crap. But there's no way he's cutting his own hair. I just don't buy this whole story.
And why would he say that?
What's in it for him?
You think he wants Flowbee stock to go
up? To be
up?
Funny? Is that what he thinks?
I don't think he's trying to be funny. No. Maybe he's an investor. I would buy that.
Yeah. Maybe that's the case. So
maybe we'll try it on you. I'll tell you what we'll do.
Oh, no.
Get a Flowbee.
No.
Yes. Get a
How much is a Flowbee?
Well, you can afford it. Who cares how much it is? I mean,
don't start that.
Let's see. Let's go. I'm going to look it up right now as we talk about this.
All right.
Flowbee price. Let's see. Well, there's
Oh my gosh. They range from $55 to $140.
Yeah, that's not that much. We can get you the good one, the $140 Flovie system with a super mini vac. And I'll come over your house, and I'll cut your hair, and we'll do a live video. It's for the good of the show, Michael.
This sounds like it needs to be raising money for me cutting my hair like this. Can you do your entire body? You know, I've got more back hair probably than I do on my top of my head. Well, that's exaggeration.
We didn't need to hear that.
I don't like body hair. I just don't like it, especially on me. Maybe that's not a bad idea. Maybe we should get a Flovie. Okay.
Okay, if you get it, I will come over and cut your hair with a Flovie.
Oh, my gosh. This is the signs of bad entertainment right
no,
now.
No, it's not. I'll tell you what. If you want to see me cut Michael Bennett's hair with a Flovie,
oh, no, please.
Tweet me at Shannon the Dude. At Shannon the Dude on Twitter. Let me know if you would like to see me cut Michael's hair with a Flovie.
All right, fine. All right. This is the dumbest idea, and I can't believe I'm going to do this. If you want to tweet it out and just take a poll, yes, I would love to see, or I couldn't care less. Go ahead and do it. I'll buy the cheap $55
Flovie. No, you don't
Flovie.
Want the cheap one. I mean, you want the best one.
I'm going to spend $140?
It's a drop in the bucket for you.
Stop. Don't say something like that, because that's just not true. This is our most popular product, which includes the Flovie hair cutting system and Flovie Super Mini Vac Combo.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. This is
just We got to do it. I just want to see if it works as good. You know, hey, you may look
on
like
my head.
You may look like George Clooney when it's all over.
Yeah, right. I think I'm better looking than George Clooney. All right. Did you see where, you know, we had the whole thing. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Excuse me. So you had the Mike Tyson fight over the weekend.
Yeah.
Now you got Evander Holyfield saying that sign the contract and get in the ring talking to Michael Tyson.
Michael Tyson, huh?
Yes, he's now Michael Tyson. That's correct. What do you think about Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield? Now, Holyfield has always said, because it's been 10 years since he's been in a fight ring and a sanctioned fight. Mm-hmm. So you look at this, and his demand is it's got to be at least for $25 million. Don't you think if you got Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield in the ring again, it would be easy to raise that kind of money?
I would think so. I would love to see that again.
See, I mean, I would too.
Holyfield's got one more ear for Tyson to get it. This could be the fight to get it.
Maybe Evander Holyfield should wear some earmuffs.
Well, I've been wondering how Holyfield's been wearing a mask during this pandemic. Because, I mean, it's on one side of your face.
You're horrible.
Well, how does it work? Does he have to get a piece of duct tape and tape it to the side of his head? How does he wear a mask? Or maybe he just doesn't go out.
I have no idea. So, okay. Well, hopefully it happens. Yeah, because there was an artist that cut his ear off, too, wasn't there?
Yeah, Van Gogh.
Van Gogh, that's it. So, maybe Van Gogh and Evander Holyfield should get together. I know Vandy Gogh's dead, so don't give me any kind of mess. Yeah. All right. UK football players, you know, there's been this debate about UK playing in a bowl. Well, Landon Young, Josh Ali were interviewed yesterday and made the comment that they don't want the South Carolina game coming up Saturday night to be their last game. So, knowing that, those are two-year top leaders within the UK football team. Do you think UK should play another game, or you think it's – I know what you're going to say. Or you think it's going to be a waste of time?
Well,
see, I kind of feel bad for them. I don't want it to be their last game.
Yeah, and from a financial standpoint, it makes sense to go ahead and play the game if you have the opportunity. And you get that extra practice that you need.
Yes.
But you know how I feel about bowl games. Unless you're playing in the college football playoffs, it's a glorified exhibition game. That's all it is.
So you really believe – because I've thought about – You've said this several times to me now. You really believe that when the season is over, if you are not one of the top teams in the country that makes the college football playoffs, there shouldn't be any other game.
You're playing for a consolation prize. That's all it is.
Yeah, but that's the way it's always been. It's the tradition, and that's where I get
stuck.
Well,
traditions don't have to always last, you know.
Yes.
We've been doing some dumb things in this country for a long time. Doesn't mean we have to keep doing it.
Especially between 8 and 9 o'clock the last 3.5 years.
Yeah. Doesn't mean we have to keep doing it. But we do. We get up every morning, and here we are.
Well, I just listen. I'm kind of like them. They've gone to a bowl game every year, every season that they've been at UK.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel sorry for them. I want to see them in a bowl game. So, yeah, I want to see them play in a bowl. Now, how is this going to work out? First of all, you got bowls that are canceling their bowl games. And you got, cause they're worried that, well, who's going to come first of all? And then, if we do go to a bowl game, if Kentucky does, how many people are going to be allowed? And is that allotment that we get for selling tickets, which is a part of the money that UK makes, are they going to sell out?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of questions. I don't have the answers, Michael. I don't know what's going to happen here. I mean, we talked about the bowls being canceled. The Sun Bowl, canceled for the first time, I think, since 1935.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of traditions being broken in 2020.
Yeah, but the new tradition I have now, because I needed to use it last night, is my CBD hemp from cornbreadhemp.com. It certainly helped me out. Tell them why it's such a good product, Shannon.
Well, if you have pain, anxiety, which I'm sure you had a lot of last night after watching that game.
Yes, I did. Couldn't sleep.
It's good for that. USDA certified organic CBD oil. They have not just the CBD oil, but they have the creams, the gummies. Pretty much any kind of CBD product that you would want, you can find it at cornbreadhemp.com. They are Kentucky proud and just put out a good quality product. There's a lot of difference. We've talked about this in the past, differences in CBD products out there. But at Cornbread Hemp, they use the best of the best ingredients to make sure that you get the best benefit that you can get from CBD.
Perfect. And if you get on there and put in promo code at cornbreadhemp.com, C-A-T-S, as your promo code, that's C-A-T-S, how much do you get off?
30%.
Absolutely. That's a great deal. So go do that. Support Cornbread Hemp, a local company owned by two cousins that have done a great job. I'm proud of them. So let's go ahead and take our last break. If you want to give us a call, 502-571-1080. We'll be right back. This is Just a Cat.
You're listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
This is not good. I'm just telling you right now. This is just, I'm reading the testimonials and I'm thinking, these poor people. I've been using Flowbee for many years to cut my hair. Not only is it more convenient, it's so much cheaper. Signed, George Clooney. So, I mean, come on. Really?
Well, I mean, I put the poll out there if you want to go vote on Twitter at Shannon the Dude. Should Michael Bennett let me cut his hair with a Flowbee? Yeah. So far, 93% yes. I think the one vote came from you that said no.
Oh,
I think you're going to lose this one.
Yeah. Will the Flowbee work with any vacuum? These are the questions that people are asking. What type of information is available to help me get started cutting hair with Flowbee? I mean, maybe we could start our own outdoor hair cutting place and just use Flowbee only.
Yeah, just the hair.
Yeah, just the hair. There we go. I like the sound of that, but I'm not doing it. So do you think this team deserves the criticism that it's getting right now?
Would that be the basketball team or the football team? Because I think both of them deserve criticism.
Football does deserve it, I believe, right at this point in time. But it's early in the year for the basketball team. Do you think it's deserved? They're 1-2 right now. They played the number 7 team last night and were in the game with them the entire time. Now, Richmond, I think, is a little bit of a different story. I think we would have felt better as a fan base. I would have felt better if we'd have beaten Richmond. And then probably had the game we did last night against Kansas and lose them by a little bit. But do you think that this basketball team deserves all the criticism it's getting right now?
Yeah, but it's still early. If this is going on in January and they're still not able to hit three-pointers, then, yeah, we can criticize them all we want. It's going to be a long season. Got a lot of time to make improvements, and I think this team will. But you know, it's Kentucky basketball. Kentucky football gets a little bit of leeway. Kentucky basketball, we're not supposed to be ranked 20th. 20th, it's not good enough for this fan base. You need to be in the top five at all times to make this fan base happy.
I mean, here's the other scary part to me. You know, the Richmond Spiders, they announced yesterday that basketball has paused for right now because due to a positive test on the team. And we just played them 2 days ago. Well, 3 days ago now. But you look at that and you think, okay, And there's rumors about all kinds of stuff that maybe Kansas had played on, against a team. I won't mention the team, but they had some positive COVIDs, but yet they still played. So that's why this whole thing is so scary that, yes, you might have a player on there that has flu symptoms, tested negative for COVID. This season can end in a New York second.
Did you see the chips that they had sewn into the jerseys?
Yes.
To show who you're in close contact with? I mean, you're playing basketball. You're playing basketball. You're in close contact with everybody.
Yeah.
What's that going to prove?
I have no idea. And by the way, right? I know you're looking at Twitter. I'm getting blown up here because everybody wants me to get that stinking Flobee, and this is just going to be terrible. I mean, okay.
By the way, I don't know how to work one, just FYI. So
that's even worse. That's even the worst part of it all. You don't know how to work it, and I'm going to let you use this ridiculous thing on top of my head.
Yeah.
So
might be the best haircut you ever got in your life.
Oh boy.
Or you may end up bald. I don't know.
If I end up bald and having to go get hair plugs like Ryan Lemon.
Well, now they'll grow back. I mean,
I'm never going to let you live this down.
Does your hair not grow back if you get it cut?
I the older I get, the more it falls out. I have no idea.
Anything to do with you getting your hair cut.
No, but I'm getting a little worried about this. This is just, Laura said, my dad used one for years.
There you go. See? Laura's dad's turned out just fine.
Sam said, not just the hair, got to be just the cuts. That's a pretty good one right there.
Yeah.
I like just the cuts.
That'll work.
All right, then. Neil Brown shuts down that South Carolina was going to be interviewing him. I mean, let's be honest about this. Neil Brown, is that a better job to go to, go from West Virginia to South Carolina, or do you think that's pretty even right there?
Well, I mean, if you go to South Carolina, you're back into the SEC, which is...
Yes.
I would say, that, yeah, exactly. And you're competing against in-state Clemson, you know, because you're always going to be compared to them. So I think he's better off where he's at than South Carolina.
I mean, he's the big deal in West Virginia. I mean, West Virginia University is the big one. You go to South Carolina, you are always going to be little brother when it comes to South Carolina. And the way that Clemson recruits, I just think they got the pick of the litter. It's a non-issue for Dabo to get out there and say, you know what, you're being recruited by South Carolina. Well, guess what? You must be pretty good. Come on over and join us. And 9 times out of 10, or probably 10 out of 10, those recruits are going to say, heck yeah, I'm going to Clemson over I'm going to South Carolina.
Yeah. So I'd like to see Neil Brown maybe one day come back to Kentucky. And yeah. I think if he goes to South Carolina, there's less of a chance for that happening.
Yeah. Woody tweeted out, hey, Michael, how about doing a Flobee haircut to raise money for a nonprofit? I'm not sure I can get a few Special Olympic athletes to cut it for you. I kind of like that idea right there. Do something for Special Olympics. That's near and dear to my heart.
I'm for that. I just want to make sure I'm the one doing the haircutting.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. What would be worse, Matt Jones cutting my hair or you cutting my hair? Because I think both of y'all wouldn't care and would probably want to make me look... You might be the more vindictive one that would want to make me look even more ridiculous.
No, I want you to look good.
Yeah, sure you do.
Yeah.
Ryan Howard named to the Wooden Award preseason top 30 watch list to the nation's top basketball player. So congratulations to her. And that's going to be a fun season. We hadn't talked too much about that. Of course, they stayed ranked at 11, even though they're undefeated so far. So maybe that's the team we're rooting more for this year instead of the men's team. I'm just kidding. Of course, we're going to root for the men's team. But let's go back to the phone lines. 502-571-1080. Who's up?
Ron.
Ron, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, I got a little analysis from last night's game. I think we found an alpha dog in Mr. Jackson.
I agree with you.
He kind of showed out last night, they're all good kids. I don't want to pick on anybody, but in terms of point guard this year, Rajon Rondo is not walking through that door.
Yeah, and you're right about that, and I appreciate the phone call. But you're right. I mean, we got to find a guard, and we got to find a guard quick. And I'm hoping that one of these guys gets his game going. And I think they will. I'm picking on Askew, and I really think he's going to turn out to be a great player. Keep in mind, I know everybody has been saying that, but that is the reality. He's supposed to be a senior in high school right now. So I think that's your difference right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, Shannon. Why would anyone vote no for this? Thanks, Dwayne.
It's 95% yes. Shannon Chiquette Michaels here with the Flobee.
This is not good.
It's going to happen.
Okay.
Go ahead and order.
We'll have to do this, and I think we should raise money for it. I think we should.
That's fine.
All right, everybody. Have a great day. Go check out the website. John Wong just put something up on justthecast.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Just the Cast.